hearing. 213, sir. How are you doing, sir? How can I help you? 213, hello. Check one, check two. 213 going once.
Yes, hello.
213 going twice. Yes, yes, man. Turn your thing down the background. How can I help you, sir?
Okay. Oh, give me a second. Yes, how's it going? I have a quick question for you. So I have a certain condition with my eyes. And I used to practice a lot of game. I wasn't the best at it. I was practicing, learning, and whatnot, right? And
so you never had game before. That's not true. You never had game. So don't say you had game.
I never had game.
So let's,
I was
okay,
just practicing good. It. I was trying
well,
to learn
then,
it.
No, okay, you don't. We don't practice. Practice means you don't know what you're doing.
Okay.
People have
yeah,
game
I don't know what I was doing.
Right. So where's your question? So that's already you're,
my
you're
question.
Already
so
what's up?
Well, I'm probably not saying the right words. I don't mean to lie.
Well, then that's why you never had game, because you can't even speak up for yourself. But I'm not being mean
Damn.
To you. I'm just letting you know why
no,
you don't
no,
have
no,
game.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I ain't worried. I'm not soft. It's all good. Don't matter.
No, it's all good. What's up?
So I have a certain condition in my eyes. I get these freaking bumps in my eyes like every once in a year, right? So what happened was
– Wait.
No,
stop.
That's
stop.
Not, that's
congratulations,
not
because I think you should accept whatever you have on your face. Don't. What does your bumps on your eyes got to do with you?
It affects me. It affects my
confidence. Oh, no.
I
thought you had game, though. What do you mean it affects you? Guess what? I've got dark-ass skin.
No, I don't have
game. That's supposed
to
affect me.
I've
got tattoos on my fucking arm. I can grow my hair, but I choose to cut it off. So what are you talking about? I got a mark here. You see, I got a mark over my forehead when I was skating when I was young. And I fell on my fucking head and got stitches. So what does that got to do with anything? Does that make me who I am?
No, it doesn't.
So then why are you living in the world of I do? Why do you give a fuck about your bumps? That's who you are. Accept what the fuck you are. Be glad that
it's not
you
a bump. It's
in.
Like an inflammation. It's an inflammation.
Well, whatever
it's
it is.
Like a thigh or something. Whatever it is.
Okay, can you fix it? Or does
no,
it,
I can't.
Or is it something you can't fix?
It's not fixable.
Then,
it goes away on its own, but it takes months.
But accept it. Why are you running away from who you are? This is who you are. Why do you care? Okay, let me get this straight. You have this, so what is your question? What is your question?
So I get this every freaking year, and it goes away, like, I want to say, like 6 months or something like that, right?
Okay.
And it fucks me up because, as I said, it fucks with my confidence.
No, it doesn't fuck
out.
You up. You choose to let it fuck you up.
Mm-hmm.
I know guys who have herpes and shit like that stuff, got bumps and all that shit, and they still get pussy. They just are more careful. They don't care. I know guys who got scars on their face, acne on their face, and a lot of shit. So what is your point? It doesn't – see, and you talk about you study games. You see what I'm saying? Stop lying. You come in and lie. Don't do that. Next
I don't know game, man. So, I'm still learning, man. Come on. I'm
so I'm asking you. I'm asking you. This is the beauty of you. Why do you see negative? I see beauty.
How is that beauty?
Because I'm a beautiful person. And for me, I'm saying, look, I got mark. I got scar here. I got a few marks. I mean, I don't have acne and shit because, you know, I'm 51. I got smooth-ass skin because I don't smoke and drink. But let's see what else I have. I got some scars. Matter of fact, I got a scar here. I mean, I got some shit. So why wouldn't I see beauty in it if I'm a beautiful person? I can grow my hair. I just don't like hair. I can grow my hair. I just choose not to grow it. I like it. Well, they like it this way because I can use that to rub the clip. But anyway, but what I'm saying is this. If I had a mole on my fucking face, you don't think that's not going to make me that makes me less than beautiful? Caller,
I'm not
see
sure
beauty.
If you have beauty in you
because that's who the fuck you are, but you don't see beauty in yourself.
I don't. Not when I get that
game,
I don't.
You're living in the I do.
I see.
Why don't you look? Why can you not accept you for what you are and be proud of who the fuck you are?
Hate, possibly.
Well, of course. Yeah, because says the guy, that's what I'm saying, says the guy that I've been studying, practicing game, right? See how shit is?
But I don't know shit, so shouldn't I be doing that?
Should you be doing what?
Should I at least be trying?
Wait, who? What the fuck is a try? I'm sorry.
Shouldn't I at least be trying to learn games? Should I at least be trying not to like?
What does
act like
game
I'm fucking...
got to do with your fucking inflammation, dog? What the fuck is? What is they?
Because
what
you're
your image.
I mean, that's what matters. That's the
game
first thing I see.
Nothing
to
okay,
face.
Dog. I think you're in the wrong room. I think you're talking to the wrong person. I think you think you need
I'm
to go
just,
back.
I'm
to
just trying to learn,
person.
Man.
No, you're
I'm
not trying,
trying
to
learn.
Listen to that weak shit you saying. What does game got to do with your fucking image?
I don't understand game, Dan. I don't. At
you
all.
Know, cause, no, you never had. You don't know what game is because you've been on that red
I never
pill
said
shit.
I knew game, though. I never said I knew
then,
game,
what,
though.
Well,
I said
then,
I was trying to
you
learn.
Know, game has nothing to do with your image. Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay.
So if game has nothing to do with your fucking image, then why the fuck do you care how you look?
Because I didn't know that.
Because your worship of women is so great that you worry about what a stranger thinks about you. What a fucking shame. What a shame.
That makes sense.
Why are women so important that you are ashamed of what the fuck you are? I know guys in wheelchairs that get head, even though they might be a villain. I know guys got one leg and all that shit. They still fucking. So why are you ashamed of yourself? How old are you?
27.
And you're a 27-year-old guy that I'm sure you're worried about what women think about you.
When
Why
I get
you
those stars, yeah.
Well, right. So if you have something that you cannot control, why can't you just fucking accept it? Listen,
I mean, I'm
so,
forced
listen.
To accept it.
All right, so listen. You're not being forced to accept it because you don't accept it. You don't accept it. So you ain't forced to accept it. You don't accept it. But
okay.
It is not even your inflammation or whatever the fuck is wrong with you is the problem. You think that's
okay.
The problem? Your problem
is
you can't fuck. You can't fuck. You can't talk to women. You don't have a standard. You ain't living my shit. You have no codes, laws, rules. You got bigger problems than some fucking information or whatever the fuck happened to you. You got bigger issues. Bigger issues. That's why you need to learn games, sir. You got bigger issues than what you think. Because with all that shit you're going through, that ain't fucking, that damn, who gives a fuck? Because when a woman is into you, she's going to love you that much more. Because what she'll learn from you when you have game is that she has insecurities and low self-worth issues. But when she gets around a motherfucker that is secure in who he is, that's going to give her more security and who the fuck she isn't. Why do you think she blots on all the makeup to cover up those blemishes? But if she can see someone who's proud of who he is, that's going to make her feel more secure in herself.
That's interesting.
Well, it's not interesting. It's game.
I don't
because
know game, man. I'm learning.
Elevate or educate women. So if you're all in your fucking feminine, worrying about your fucking whatever the fuck it is, then you're going to make her more fucking insecure. Because you're insecure.
I see.
Okay?
I appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you.
Great call, sir. Appreciate you, man. We'll throw you back in.
All right,
thank you, sir. I respect to you. ETS question, what tips do you have for me because I tend to focus on sex rather than their mind, a woman? Well, listen, you're just, ET, you're just law zero. You're just a loser. Just accept it. There's no tips. I don't give fucking tips. I don't know what you think I give a fucking tip. Well, okay. Why would I give a winning tip to a losing mindset? And there lies your problem. See, the problem isn't you got two problems here. Your problem is that what are you looking for? A tip. Is that all your mind is worth is a fucking tip? And that's why you lose because you're built on bullshit ass, clever, deceptive tips versus learned games, sir. You have failed. How do I balance the line between being in the friend zone and being creepy and being too much of a... Well, you're not an asshole at all. Okay, I understand what's wrong with you guys. There is no... You're not an asshole, okay? Because listen to what you're saying. You're lying to yourself, brother. You're lying to yourself. Do you ever think that I have to balance between being, I'm not a creepy motherfucker, so why the fuck am I even talking about that shit? I'm never going to be in a friend zone because I don't do that shit. And you're not an asshole. I'm an asshole. Because I don't deal. Oh, my God. Listen to your statement. I appreciate you for it, but listen to your statement. You've already lost off your statement because everything you're doing is making everything about fucking women. Jesus Christ. Y'all got to stop making everything about women, dog. It's so sad that this man is a great question, but it's so sad of the question is sad because a man's world, I'm not balancing friend zone creepy and women. I'm balancing my fucking detective, my studio, my film room, my guide, my warrior, my gym, my imagination, my culinary school, my library, my senate, my scribe, my amusement park, my marketing team, my drug lab. Do you see the difference between you and I? This is why you lose and I win, because you're juggling the wrong shit. You worried about shit that has nothing to do with you. If five women in the world feeling you, do you talk to them individually or as a group? You're not even, okay, listen. That's like me telling you, if I met five fucking Smurfs, do I fucking grab the first Smurf that I see? I mean, my God. Y'all motherfuckers like the Smurf, like, la 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 la. Hey, Smurf, come here.
No. Oh, my God. No.
No, I got you. You're the first Smurf.
No, I'm not the first Smurf. I'm the fourth one. Hey, get him.
Do you see what the fuck I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? You see why you mess up, guys? What I'm saying to you guys out here, 99, the book is going to be coming out soon. We're getting it together. But what I'm saying to you is this. The problem is you're making up shit that's not happening in your life. So can you please stop making up fairy tale stories and ask about shit that you need? Well, hey, Shy, that's why I got you, dog. That's why you're here. Because I'm trying to get you to change your perspective. Stop making the game about women. The game is not about women. The game is about you. But everything you're doing is making it about somebody who is not important enough in your life because they've never done anything to be important, big guy. The lines, hey, guys, we got about 10 more minutes, 11 more minutes. So if y'all want to call in, lines are open, gentlemen. Lines are open, 10 more minutes. So lines are open. If y'all want to ask questions, go ahead. We got you covered. This is what the show about. Stand up. That's our new thing. Stand up, Meat Pills. Stand up, my Meat Pill community. Let's stand up, Meat Pill. Let's stand. Hey, no, fuck that. Stand up. Let's stand on it. Stand on your square, Meat Pill community. Stand on it. Don't stand up. Stand on it, baby. Let's get it. Let me see what he's saying. Well, it's none of my business. I can't talk about something that's none of my business. I don't talk about things a weak surface dwelling shit. That's not my business. All right, guys, come on, talk. All right, guys, come on. No, it's not mad patience. I'm just a motherfucking man. I ain't got mad patience. I'm just a man, dog. I'm good at what I do. This is why I get so much. Shout out to all the Meat Pill community guys, okay? All right, that's what we do, man. That's what we want to do. And we want to make sure that you Meat Pill community guys stand on what y'all are and be what you are. Your Meat Pill is so important because nobody in the history of that bullshit has ever said you're allowed to think for your fucking self. And that's why we decided to take a negative and make it a positive. Why not? Because that's what game does. Shout out to my Meat Pill community, guys. Shout out to y'all motherfuckers. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Invest in the Meat Pill by investing in yourself, gentlemen. What do I have to do in order to change my... Hey, guys. Hey, E.T., watch how beautiful the guys... Hey, guys, tell him the first step he needs to take. Tell him the first step he needs to take, gentlemen. My meat pill guys, show E.T. Tag E.T. and tell him his first step he needs to take. It's easy, E.T. It's easy, E.T. Just follow these guys. Follow these great meat pill community motherfuckers. Follow these great meat pill motherfuckers, and they will tell you exactly what you need. They will tell you, and they will welcome you with open arms to show you that you are actually an independent person. So I need to shout out to the meat pill. Shout out to meat pill guys. Good job, gentlemen. Because nobody's going to tell you how to free yourself except motherfuckers like us. We're here to free your mind. That's what we're here to do. We're here to free your mind. If you can free your mind, you can be a free thinker. You don't have to think like us. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines are open, gentlemen, for a few more minutes. Guys, you got questions, please ask. We got you covered, man. We got you covered. And we will, and again, tomorrow we're going to, I'm going to put the number up. Tomorrow night we'll cover more of the, and more in depth of the Real Game No Theory show that we're going to have. We're going to talk more in depth on the Real Game No Theory. So, well, I guess we'll start calling it Real Game No Theory After Dark, because we'll talk on the issue to give y'all more clarity, because it's just so much going on. And shout out to the 181 likes. Thank you. Shout out. Stand up. Stand up to the Meat Pill. Hey, my Meat Pill, all 181 of you Meat Pill community motherfuckers, shout out to y'all. I'm going to give y'all love. I appreciate the Meat Pill community. Thank you, guys. I appreciate the 181 likes. I appreciate it, because that says that you appreciate the information that you're getting, and we appreciate that. Got nothing but love for you guys. Nothing but love for you guys, man. We want to get y'all to be great men. 7 minutes left in the show, guys. So would you say that express your thoughts all the time without lying is what game is? No, that's not game. Okay, that's just expressing your thoughts all the time without lying. That's not game. But now, expressing your thoughts to who? Here's the biggest question. Expressing your thoughts to who, sir? Who are you expressing your thoughts to without lying? Let me know. Who are you expressing your thoughts to, sir? Answer that question, and I'll finish your statement. Please, who are you expressing your thoughts to? I don't understand. Who are you expressing your thoughts to? Does the structure within myself have to do with the world inside my head, or is it completely different? The structure within yourself is a structure that you created for yourself, okay? Then you have lost, sir, because the game has – see, you're in the I do, so that's not even game. That's not even game, so you got it all wrong. You're too busy worried about the outside world. The structure within myself has to do with the world inside my head. Yes, everything's about you internally, your mindset. Sir, I say it to you kindly. I don't think this is for you, because you're not in it to win it asking these asinine questions. We are not red pill. We are not from a fucking manosphere. I was doing this shit before there was even a manosphere. I was doing this shit before the internet even popped on. So, sir, please stop bringing up that weak-ass shit, dog. Please. I have no thoughts on weak bitch-ass shit. My thoughts are on my motherfucking meat pill community of men that want to grow themselves. I have no other thoughts on that. I have nothing. I don't know what you're talking about. That shit is none of my fucking business. I don't give a fuck who the fuck he's referring to. I don't know any of that shit. I don't know any of that shit. I don't know any about that shit, Tyrone. I'm sorry. I don't know any about that shit. Yeah, now you got jokes. Fuck you. Yeah, I'm not that damn old. That was a good one, dog. And fuck you, man. I say that with love, man. That was funny, dog. That's funny. Thank you. Yes, absolutely. Stop worrying about other men. Stop worrying about other men. Worry about yourself. 352, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Steve?
How can I help you, sir?
My question for you is, my question is, can you explain to me what you mean by, like, when you say you're scribe, you're blacksmith, you know, you have your marketing team?
You'll learn more about that.
I know you mentioned it before.
Right. You'll learn more about that in the book, but to give you an example. Okay. When you lose your let's say you lose your keys, right?
Right.
As soon as you say, damn, where are my keys at? Don't you hear a voice in your head that walks you through and goes backwards in time to walk you step by step of what you did to try to find the last place you dropped them?
Yeah.
That's your part of your scribe.
Yeah, definitely.
That's part of your scribe, but also your scribe is what you talk, how you talk to yourself, how you navigate your life. Okay, think about your numbers. What comes after 88?
89.
What comes after 246?
247.
Okay, that's your scribe right there, because you're talking from your core. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where your scribe is at, your core, because you believe in your numbers, you believe in your alphabet, and you can say them anytime, anywhere without any worry or ridicule. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
But you'll learn more about – you'll learn – I mean, I don't know if you get the book, but I mean, that's where you'll learn more about it, because we are – we're doing something different. Nobody's talking about the shit I'm talking about. So this is what separates us from everybody else. So we don't – we're not – nobody talks about wine above your bed. No one talks about the lost and found package in your house. There's not one YouTuber talking about that shit. Nobody – we were the one that came up with surface dwellers. Nobody does the shit we do over here. That's why we got to stand in what we do, man.
Right.
So you'll learn more about it as you know how many pages the book is going to be?
No.
How many pages do you think it's going to be?
How many pages?
Yeah, how many pages? Average book, how many pages do you think it's going to be?
I'd like to say maybe like 500.
What if I told you it's going to be over 600 pages? What if I told you it's going to be over 600 pages?
Damn, that's going to be a hefty book, yeah.
But wait a second. But am I operating like the average guy? Or is that book really hefty, but is it really game? Remember,
I know you're not, filling it up with,
No, everything is going to connect. I can't talk about it. Remember, doors behind doors, dog. Doors behind doors. That's all I can say. Door behind doors.
Right.
So you'll understand what I mean.
Definitely.
Yeah, so it's a lot of depth. Nobody's doing the fucking shit we're doing. Nobody's doing what we're doing. Nobody.
Oh,
nobody.
Yeah. No, that's for sure. That's for sure, Steve.
Right. So because nobody's doing it, that's why the scribe and all the other stuff, that's going to be more depth. There's going to be some more things. I can't talk about it, but you'll see. There's a lot of shit. You have no idea what the fuck you're about to roll into with that book. But I can promise you, this ain't nobody else doing that shit.
That's cool, man.
Right. So
yeah.
So
are we gonna get signed copies as well, maybe or not?
You see that behind that is going. Yeah, there will be limited editions. Yes. Yes. But there's some surprises with that. See. So I can't really talk on it, but. Yeah, it's gonna be some more shit. Yeah, so I got you. Okay. All right. Well, 3x2, I gotta go, man. But I appreciate the call for you guys. Like I say, right now. Wait a second. He's saying right here. So, with getting your book, would the book be enough to learn game, or you need book courses or mentorship? Your biggest problem is I don't know if this is for you, because you're looking for you're trying to justify. Don't get the book. And I'm telling you right now, if I was you, I wouldn't get the book, because you've already failed. Because you're trying to get me to explain myself to you. And if what you see ain't bad enough and you don't see what you need to do, then this ain't for you, big dog. And I'll be the first to tell you. But guys, one thing I would tell you, that nobody on YouTube tells you. Nobody on YouTube tells you but us. Always remember the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there thought they had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Remember, live every day like it is your last. Guys, we'll keep y'all updated on that, because we've got to get the format and the stuff together to get ready. So that's the next process. So we got to get all that together. So many things we got to get done. But it should be at my doorstep tomorrow to do the next process. Okay, so guys, I appreciate you guys. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset, guys. And guys, get at me if you need me. We will see y'all tomorrow. Real Game No Theory. And then we'll have a Real Game No Theory after dark. We'll start doing that on Sundays to go over the stuff that we can't really talk about because there's everybody on the panel that has great ideas and great thoughts. Peace.
Just like that, Man Mindset. Just like that, Man Mindset. Have a good night. The show was...